From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the subjects that can stop a conversation amongst amateurs is that of operating procedures. Whereas good operating is the best way of ensuring clear communications under poor conditions or stress, there are those who feel they can do their own thing. We operate under a series of rules and guidelines set down to accord with international practice and local requirements. Anyone who has joined the fraternity in the last decade has had to pass a practical and on-air operating assessment. This means that all these newer amateurs have had to prove that they know how to operate, at least in the mode used for the assessment. So why is it we have people who flout the minimal requirements under which we now operate? Why do we hear people calling and not using full call signs? Why is it that others are noted with poor signals and causing interference? And why is it that some operators seem to find using profanity a necessity? Then there is the converse, which to me is a form of disrespect. There are those who seem to delight in complaining about the content of QSOs in which they are not included. If you can't ignore what other people are sharing, please keep it to yourself. It's like listening into other people's private conversations at work, on the phone, or at home. It's none of your bloody business. We all need to practice our operating style and behaviour, but good manners apply to radio as it does in other parts of life. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.